This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're digging in deep into this John McAfee case. In fact, we just discovered this isn't a criminal trial. These aren't criminal charges, apparently. This is a civil case being brought against.
What's the difference?
So civil is a term that they use to describe cases that don't involve criminal penalties. From
financial.
What I understand.
Yeah.
They're usually
like
financial.
Divorce.
That would be a civil case.
Yeah.
Criminal would be you're going to go to jail for something. Civil, on the other hand.
You might go to jail.
The potential usually of jail. And in civil, it's usually the potential of having to pay somebody is typically, as I understand it.
Well, how is this civil and not criminal?
So, apparently these aren't criminal charges.
Wait, even tax evasion?
Tax evasion is criminal. So he is facing criminal penalties in that particular case.
What he's being extradited over, correct?
That's correct. So this one is actually a lawsuit, and it is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
It is by the
plaintiff.
State that's bringing the lawsuit, though, which is interesting because a lot of people don't know that the state can bring lawsuits.
It's
civil
specifically the arm of the state known as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and they are bringing the case in the U.S. District Court of New York, the Southern District of New York, against John McAfee and his alleged bodyguard, Jimmy Watson, Jr. Now, we were sharing with you some of the alleged tweets that John McAfee made in true McAfee style,
right,
by the way, which you're saying is sort of almost like this self-aggrandizing, self-parody kind of Twitter post.
Yeah.
And you're not even saying this is immoral. That was the last thing you said.
I don't even think this is immoral. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
So you don't think it's immoral for John McAfee to get on Twitter and claim falsely that he has no position in the coins that he is about to tell you about?
Right. So the problem
that's
is
a lie.
That in the very quotes that you're reading off, he's going from one in the very, like, it's not even like. I can understand if the guy was like a serious business person and like, you know, not like lying left and right and not saying one thing and then saying another that contradicts the first thing he said, like then I could understand it. But it's not. He was doing these things in such a way that was, yeah, it just came off as funny and entertaining to me.
Yeah, but you're in possession of more facts than perhaps the average person.
No. You could read right in the very sentences, the very quotes that you read, you could see the contradiction. Like, you don't have
to
be.
We can see it, but we've paid attention to this guy.
So, should we have to protect dumb people?
No, I don't think we should. Like I said, I don't think these things should be illegal. I don't think as we find out, this is not criminal charges, but I don't think you should be able to bring a civil case against somebody for this either. So I don't think that what he did is something that anything should happen by the government's arm.
Yeah.
I think that people just need to be, people like this need to be outed. They need to be shown clearly. You know it, I know it, but there
sorry,
are people out
not...
there that don't know it, okay? There are people out there that when they think of McAfee, they think of antivirus software, and whether they've had a good experience with that or bad experience is another question. But, you know, presuming they've had a positive experience with the McAfee software, they may associate positive things with the name, and then they see him making recommendations about cryptocurrencies to buy.
I mean, he said he would never buy the stuff that he I won't buy the stuff that I'm pimping.
It's
like,
laughable.
Like, how
it's
can
laughable.
You possibly take that seriously?
Somebody is, okay? It's guaranteed.
All right, somebody
is.
Without a sense of humor is like, I'm sorry, but like.
Yes, there are plenty of people out there.
Actually, Chris has a point. Maybe he's purposely making it as dumb and unbelievable as possible because he doesn't want anybody to buy into it. He just wants to get the $100,000.
No.
He's going to get the $100,000 either way.
Well, I don't know if this was before or during his $100,000 thing, but he was also, according to the story, according to the indictment, okay, they also had knowledge, and somebody gave him up. So they had knowledge of the fact that he was making trades on cryptocurrency exchanges during the times where he was making these Twitter recommendations. So they actually have, according to the indictment, the evidence to show
right.
that John McAfee before he pimps Dogecoin, buys a bunch of Dogecoin, pimps Dogecoin, then sells the Dogecoin, right, and makes a bunch of Bitcoin.
What's wrong with that?
And here's
nothing inherently.
But here's the thing: like, if this wasn't one big scheme, effectively, that the participants who bought Dogecoin were participating themselves knowingly, right? Then I'd be like, okay, I could understand, you know, maybe accusing him of fraud. The problem is these people know that it's going to go up as a result of them buying it, and it's also going to go down after people.
It's not fraudulent for him to say buy Dogecoin. It's fraudulent for him to say, I don't have any Dogecoin, and I think it's a great investment. You should buy it.
Oh my God.
That's fraudulent.
I'm sorry.
When you tell a lie.
Insane.
Well, it is a lie, but also, does it really change anything about whether or not he likes it, that he, I mean, like him owning it or not? I mean, does
what
it really matter
is
if
whether
you
or not it's
him?
A lie. So if he doesn't say, if he was honest and said, I love Dogecoin, you should buy it, and whether he adds whether he has it or not, that's a more honest statement than saying, I don't have any Dogecoin, I think you should buy it. And then he's telling a lie because he just bought a bunch of Dogecoin before he made the statement. Let me go on with some of these. Let me go on with another quote from McAfee. This is December 22nd of 2017 from his Twitter. If I say it's a great coin and nothing else, I promise you I don't own any of it. I'm not affiliated with it, and I'm not interested in whether or not you buy it. So I'm sorry. This is what the world is. Listen, I'm 72 years old. What am I going to do with more money? Seriously. I mean,
wasn't the guy talking about how he was broke and, like, some other stuff, and how he used to have lots of money, but he spent it all?
He's got plenty of money.
Like, everything he says is, like, entertainment value.
Yes.
It's not investment value. Why anybody would be stupid enough to go, well, like, it's you don't have to listen to this guy. Like, you don't have to follow this guy on a regular basis to realize, just by looking at his Twitter feed for a few minutes, that it, like, what he's saying doesn't make any sense, and you shouldn't be investing based on what he is saying.
I don't care if you buy it, and I don't have any, and it's great.
Right. He obviously cares, and he does have some, and I agree with you. It is funny. There's no doubt. I'm laughing at this. But he's lying to people. He says, listen, I'm 72 years old. What am I going to do with more money? Seriously, I mean, my knees are bad. What am I going to buy? I don't need money. What I need is to create a better world for the children.
Dude, you're telling me that's not satire? I mean, come on.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I think this
but
is.
But he's lying. That's the only problem. All he had to do was not say that he wasn't affiliated with it and that he doesn't own any of it. McAfee's recommendations tended to increase the demand for the promoted digital asset. For example, in 2018, January, he touted Dogecoin as his coin of the week. Shortly after his endorsement, the digital asset's trading price rose more than 10%, which isn't even meaningful in the world of cryptocurrency. I mean, that's like, that can happen in 5 minutes. This pattern, McAfee's promotion of a digital asset immediately followed by a short-lived price rise, occurred with respect to at least 9 digital assets during the time period that he was promoting them. And so they go on to give you some more specific examples of what he was doing. They give an example for the cryptocurrency known as Verge. In December of 2017, he transferred about $20,000 worth of Bitcoin to Agent One. Now, whenever the government uses terms like Agent One without identifying the person, it sounds to me like there was a government agent that had been working with McAfee. Either that, or it's one of his associates that for some reason they're not naming. But usually it's a government agent, right? When you see Agent
One. I would think so, yeah.
Well, if he sold it to him, then yeah, it's probably just a government agent that went and bought it from him so they can do all this.
No, he transferred the Bitcoin to Agent One. He then confirmed the transfer to Agent One via Skype messages and directed Agent One to use a portion of the Bitcoin to trade for Verge at the then prevailing valuation for Bitcoin. So he was hiring someone to do his trades on his behalf. He had a trading agent, so it wasn't actually McAfee.
Okay.
McAfee wasn't actually making his own trades.
Well, that's kind of funny because that's what he said was true, and it wasn't a lie.
That his agent was the one with all
right,
the
because
coins.
His agent was doing it. He just had, this would be like investing in a company and then promoting the company and, like, yeah, or I don't know, something, right? Like,
Okay, so now that is an interesting question, Chris. Is it a true statement that if you have an agent holding your money for you, that you don't have a thing? I mean, that is stretching it, man.
It's true that you don't directly have any of that crypto. Your agent is the one doing the trading.
But he's called your agent because he's doing things on your behalf. He has your money on a contractual basis. So I don't know.
But you're not the one making the.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. bring up anything that you want. It doesn't have to be John McAfee, your opinions on him. Chris is basically saying, oh, well, everybody knows he's a liar, so it's totally fine if he's dishonest with people.
The problem is, again, it's not that everybody knows he's a liar from the get-go. It's once you start reading his texts, once you start reading his tweets, his toots, or whatever, you know what he's saying isn't making any sense. So,
but you're also, like, a really smart guy. So isn't it possible that you
I think you're giving too much credit.
That you,
I think you're giving way too much credit.
You're a successful business owner. You're a programmer. You can't be a programmer and be a dumbass, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You got to have some level of intellect. You might be able to, you might not be able to get along with other human beings, but, you know, you've got to be somewhat smart to do programming, right? I mean, you have to be able to write things.
He can get along with other human beings.
Yes, I'm not saying that about Chris. Chris is good about talking with people, but
it is a stereotype, though, programmer. So,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you know, you got to be able to read. You got to be able to write in order to program.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a fair statement. Do some basic math, sure.
So, I did ask Ian if he thought I was smart enough to be on with you.
Definitely.
Yes. Yes, radio is not that hard.
We're going to get
it
into...
It has the opposite reputation.
Your calls and thoughts. They're welcome here. We were talking about John McAfee. He's facing not charges in this case, but a civil case brought against him. And we'll tell you what they're actually asking for. Like, what do they want out of this case? They're going to a jury trial. And we'll explain that coming up here in a moment. But first, let's go to Reverend Ratspeed. He is on our Matrix chat server. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, calling from Nevada.
Excellent. Yeah, all so right. Before I get into what I was going to talk about, I just want to mention, I did tweet John McAfee once back when I had discovered that a YouTube channel, a fraudulent YouTube channel, had created this, you know, one of those, click on this link and scan in this QR code and give us your Bitcoin and we'll give you additional Bitcoin in return, blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
so I went ahead, I remember when when that happened, so I had tweeted him. And he goes, and the guy said, hey, you know, wanted to let you know someone's, you know, pretending to be you. And I loved his answer. He said, those that, something around the lines of those that, you know, fall for that will learn a very valuable lesson.
And he didn't say it wasn't him.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. Are you sure it wasn't him?
Which it's a fair shake.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, there's no guarantees in life. If you fall for a grifter in an alleyway and they pickpocket you, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, and so, there's no amount of government that's going to protect people from that.
Nope.
Which is why, again, I don't think that what happened here should be illegal. I don't think that there should be a court case brought against it. But that doesn't mean that I think that it's okay that he was being dishonest.
You are. I agree with you, Ian. But, you know, at the same time, you can't. You are literally doing the general public a disservice, the citizens, the people, by trying to protect them, because now they are under this illusion.
I'm not trying to protect them.
No.
I'm just saying dude's being dishonest.
Right, but you give people the illusion that there's some sort of big government is going to protect them from
things. No, I don't. Why would I give them that?
I think it is when you're going to say...
I'm not giving that illusion.
I think it is if you're, you know, you're going to argue for... You know, this being at least some sort of, like, it should be some sort of crime. And I guess
you're not arguing that,
but...
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that this should be completely legal.
Yeah.
And that it shouldn't be able to be brought to court. But that said, I don't think it's okay to be dishonest. And I think it's totally fine to call out people for being dishonest. And that's what we're doing here on this show. And we've done it before about McAfee.
I would be 100% agreement on that. I think in this particular case, there's nothing to call out. But I would agree with you on that generally.
There is something to call out.
Is there really?
He told lies. And that's worth pointing out.
I think this is entertainment value, you know, worth pointing
out. He's entertaining as hell. There's no doubt about it.
I think it's entertainment value.
A good liar
good to point
should be
entertaining. This out. But as far as actually having to tell anybody, I think that's a stretch.
Having to tell them?
I don't think you have to tell anybody. I think anybody who actually reads what he's saying is going to realize that this is, yeah. There's nothing, you don't need to tell people that he's a liar. I mean, they will see for himself just by reading his own, you know, toots and things.
I think these type of law, criminal suits and lawsuits and all that kind of create sort of like an investment in government's dependence. If you can look at it that way, it makes people feel like that they have no other choice but to, you know, go to big government to save them for their own stupidity.
Right.
Pretty much. But anyway, real quick, I just wanted to mention that before I got into the thing that I was calling about. Just today, a brand new story has been released by several different newspapers. You were curious about what was happening in Nevada, whatever you want to call it, regarding the innovation zones and blockchains LLC. Brand new resolution has
been
passed.
Yeah, hold on, before
passed.
We go on. So this was basically the company town idea, where there's going to be a corporate entity, Blockchains LLC. Apparently they've bought a large plot of land in Nevada. Was it Southern Nevada, I think?
Northern Nevada.
Northern Nevada. They're trying to get the government to allow them to essentially become their own government. So to essentially carve out their own county, basically, and essentially be an additional governmental entity there in the state of Nevada. And
essentially, to sort of secede sideways from county-level government to be able to have their own taxations, their own law enforcement, basically.
It's not really secession, because you're it's an additional government. It's not.
No. They would be leaving the county. They would.
They would be an autonomous entity unto themselves. That's why, like I said, it's very.
They would still fall under the state.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, what about federal?
Yeah, they would still be under the federal. Sure.
Yeah, not federal. In fact, okay, so yeah, federal, yes, but state. Compared to other states, the state of Nevada has very few state laws as compared to other states nearby. Yes, that's the interesting thing about Nevada.
Okay.
So if you look at the code. So here's a resolution that got passed by Story County Commissioners yesterday. Or was it? No. It was Tuesday. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Okay. Tuesday, they voted to, quote unquote, oppose separatist governing control. In other words, they are blocking the ability for this so-called innovation zone to even take an effect, even if the state passes it.
Do they have that ability? Is Nevada a home rule state?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should look it up after I hang up. But yeah, they did oppose it, and so they passed it. Out of the three commissioners out of the two commissioners that were available today, 2-0 passed against it. The one commissioner that was not there, was not physically present for the vote for the meeting, was Lance Gilman, the third commissioner for Story County. Lance Gilman was the person who sold the property to Blockchains LLC.
Oh, wow.
No word as to the reason why he was not there. I did notice that.
Well, he couldn't have voted on it anyway.
I'm wondering about that. He probably would have been a very big conflict of interest, because not only did he sell it to them for a lump sum of $175 million, but also he was retained for a year by Blockchains as an advisor.
Ratspeed, it sounds like you may have more on this. We can bring it back. It's an interesting thing that's developing there. According to the internet, Nevada does not have home rules, so it may very well be that the county can be overruled by the state government on this. They're just sort of registering their protest, basically.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News. All the jurors for Derek Chauvin's murder trial are seated. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. The 15th person was selected today. The trial is set to begin on Monday. The Supreme Court may reimpose the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bomber.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider reinstating the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Jakar Tsarnaev, setting up a conundrum for President Biden, who said he opposes capital punishment. The court plans to review a decision by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Courts of Appeal for the First Circuit. The savage 2013 attack killed three Americans and wounded hundreds, with many permanently disfigured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alabama Republican Congressman Mel Brooks will make a run for the U.S. Senate. He made the announcement at a gun club in Huntsville last night. Brooks has been elected to Congress six times, winning by a landslide each time. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Bonnie.
Hey, Chris.
And we are talking about, well, whatever you want to discuss. But we're talking about John McAfee and what's been going on, where he's now facing a new trial. This one is a civil case. Securities fraud is what they're alleging against him. And we'll tell you what the federal government wants out of this case. Because remember, it's civil, so he's not facing jail time on this one.
Wants blood.
Now, he is facing jail time on the IRS charges for not paying federal income tax. That's a whole other story. Again, all of these victimless crimes. I mean, there's nobody here. Now, someone is going to argue that someone was victimized by his tweets, but I'm sorry. That is not a victimization.
No.
It is, look, you should be able to say what you want. I don't care about the idea of libel laws or you know, any of these things. Buyer beware.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I think that if it wasn't John McAfee doing it the way he was doing it, I would be totally right. There maybe you could be a victim, but like this was not a case of victimization of anybody, period.
We'll tell you more about that on the way here, but Reverend Ratspeed calling in from Nevada, he's got an update on this special economic zone, innovation zone project that a Blockchains LLC corporation has been lobbying heavily for. They even got the governor of Nevada to introduce a bill in the Nevada legislature to promote this. And now what you're saying is the county in which this corporation has purchased a large plot of land has now voted to reject any sort of innovation zone. Is that right?
That's correct. And in fact, the area of land that they had purchased actually spans across two different counties. That's how large it is. Mm-hmm. The majority of it is in Story County, mm-hmm. but there is a bottom southeastern portion that actually is in the neighboring county called Lyon County. So, yeah, but the Story County, that's the one that did the resolution. I just want to mention real quick that regarding John McAfee, it does look like that it is federal prosecutors that are the ones that are charging him with fraud, John McAfee. But on the very bottom of this CNBC article I was looking at, it does say the Commodity Futures Trading Commission have filed a separate civil charge against McAfee and Watson.
So he's facing he's facing both a civil and a federal and a criminal case.
Yes. Yeah, according to what I'm reading here. Yeah.
So does that mean he's got three cases that he's facing?
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing here?
That's what
it sounds like. It because when they arrested him in Spain, it was for something about tax evasion.
Yeah, right.
And now this new one is about cryptocurrency fraud.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, here in the Verge.com, they're saying each count is facing seven charges criminally and facing between 5 and 20 years for each charge. Yeah.
So they're basically just stacking charges here. Yes.
Well, of course. Yeah,
throwing as much at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is their tactics.
I think they're using his celebrity against him. He's like a poster boy for it, and they want to try to make him,
make a show out of him.
An example.
They do this all the time.
The SEC is looking at Elon right now for tweeting about Doge.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. It's clear free speech, and at least in the case of Elon Musk, I mean, he's got a ton of money, and you know, he's going to fight that if they do doing something.
Why should I be able to like talk about it, but Elon Musk can't just because he's got money? I mean,
he's bigger than you.
He's got money.
He has no respect.
People pay attention.
He has no respect for the SEC.
Yeah, but he actually wasn't doing what John McAfee was doing. He was actually buying it.
That's true. Elon Musk wasn't being dishonest. He was actually saying he's behind Doge. He's into Doge. He supports it. All right. So, but I want to go back to Nevada here, Ratspeed. So this town or the county of Story County, Nevada, voted to block innovation zones from happening in their county. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, there's been several different stories. Each one of them is slightly different. There is some copypasta between these different rags that are putting it out. But the one that I found the most interesting was the one that added the sentence. It was from Las Vegas that Lance Gilman was not present for the vote. That is very telling because he probably doesn't want to be anywhere near this. That's my guess.
Now, Lance is a county councilor. Who is the person who sold them the plot of land.
Yeah, let me tell you about Lance. He's a really interesting character. Originally, he came from Southern California. He graduated from San Diego back like in the 60s. He got into some real estate business and whatnot. And then in the 80s, he moved to Nevada. He has been kind of like a key player for a lot of regional development in this area to prepare things for future growth for establishing plumbing and fixing up roads and swampland that's out of here, making it maintainable so that way you can put plots and whatnot.
You say
so
here, are you living in this plot, this Story County? Is that where you live?
I'm not in Story County. Okay. No. I'm saying that he has.
Oh, you know this.
Yes, the thing. Everything is so. Oh yeah. When this blockchain thing took off, I was like, I wanted to find out everything that I could about the background behind it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, it's interesting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're talking about blockchain LLC. LLC.
Okay. It's like Gold Rush 2.0 out here, except it's crypto instead of gold. You know, that's pretty much what's happening.
Yeah, those are exciting times. Now, according to Dillon's Rule, named after Justice Dillon in the Iowa Supreme Court, he opined that municipal corporations owe their origin to and derive their powers and rights wholly from the legislature. So Nevada has long been considered a Dillon's Rule state. Basically, there's very few exceptions to what a municipal corporation, and that's what a county is, right, can do. It's general and undisputed proposition of law that a municipal corporation possesses and can exercise the following powers and no others. One, those granted in express words, meaning what the state says that they can do. If the state says they can do a thing, then they can do it. Two, those necessarily or fairly implied in or incident to the powers expressly granted. And three, those essential to the accomplishment of the declared objects and purposes of the corporation, not simply convenient, but indispensable. So what they're going to argue, I think, in this case, the county government guys, is they're going to say, well, we can't let this go. This is tax money. I mean, if we let this go, then we're going to lose a huge swath of the county, and we're going to lose our tax revenue.
Since Lance Gilman is a commissioner, and ever since I don't know how they separated ways, but Blockchains LLC no longer has Lance Gilman retained as an advisor or as a marketer. Mm-hmm. I noticed that when this big story about the Innovation Zone bill proposal came out, there were a couple of quotes from Lance saying that he had reservations about allowing this to happen.
Hmm.
Very interesting. So there is some speculation that perhaps it's the county they want to have more stake in what's happening, not 100% what they call separatist governing control, but they want to have something in there because there is a couple of lines in here that mention, yeah, there's a lot of tax money that is like Story County. If you look at it on a map compared to all of the other counties around, is a small, very small county compared to Lyon County, compared to Clark County and all of these other surrounding counties. It's a very weird place. It's a tiny little place.
I was actually going to ask about that because I looked it up, and what about the people living there? It's right by Carson City, is right by Reno. Like
Lance Gilman has been credited for saving the county. So what happened was they really had a very small population. They don't have any kind of economic growth. It's just basically some farmers and some ranchers. And Lance Gilman, when he bought all of that land and began to start pushing it and developing it, he became a key player. He got voted in, and he also runs the brothel called the Mustang Ranch, which was raking in all of that money. Well, yeah, it's that guy. Yeah, Lance Gilman, cowboy hat, you name it, right? He's a business guy. He's a mogul, and he really essentially kind of transformed Story County from this little known, like the only thing Story County was known for was Virginia City, which was the mid-19th century gold rush town from the Comstock lode back, you know, when the founders that made that took all of the money that they raked in from all of the gold back from the mid-19th century are the ones who founded San Francisco. They're the ones who took all of those
money. I love how you know so much history. It's really interesting. And Ratsky, thanks for sharing. Keep us in the loop as this develops, because it's not going to stop here. I mean, this Blockchains LLC, they've got the ear of the governor, and you know that means they've been paying a lot of these politicians. They've been paying off a serious number. Because if they got the governor advocating for them, they've got their hands in a lot of pockets.
Yeah,
for sure. So it's not going to stop here with the county saying, well, we're not going to let this happen.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Our number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
And, of course, the phones are open should you wish to join us. Also, you need to know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, we have Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Chris.
Yeah, somebody told me that they were going to be having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Nashua. Ugh. So I went over to the place, the church in Nashua. Hmm. I went around, oh, here's some people over here. Let me take a look. And I walked up, you know, wearing my mask and like a good boy, and walk up and I saw some people wearing jackets with the city logo on them. And one of these bureaucrats was talking to a guy in the line in Spanish. I walk up there and said, you know, talk in Spanish. Well, talking about a vaccine, by the way, how do I get an appointment? I need to schedule an appointment. I'm telling him that I need an appointment. I'm telling him in Spanish, and he's telling me back that, first of all, you see, I was wearing a mask and a baseball cap, and I have to ask you about what is your race. And I said, why do you ask that? You know, this clinic here is only for minorities. I'm like, what? Well, how about human race? Okay, I'm a human race. Well, I'll answer you that much. And I got turned away, I guess, because I wouldn't discuss what race I am. And okay. So I'm working, first of all, with the city bureaucrats.
Well, surprise, the government is prioritizing vaccines based on politics. I mean, is anybody really surprised about that?
Is this the government doing, or is this a private clinic?
Well, these were city bureaucrats, city affiliates, health.
It's happening at a church, but it's being run by the government.
Did you actually want a vaccine?
Well, I was asking about scheduling it because my wife was saying something about wanting to get a vaccine as well. But I wasn't all that eager to it because if I was, I would have whipped out my Dominican Republic ID and said, you know, what about me? I'm a Latino, so you got this Dominican Republic ID, and which I get to have because I'm married to somebody from the Dominican Republic.
Gotcha.
But that's. See, but then that raises the issue. I'm also going to the state attorney general's office, the civil rights office, on Monday. I kept trying to call, and all they get is the answering machine.
You're going to the attorney general over this?
Oh, yeah, the New Hampshire attorney general's office up in Concord. Because, see, when I call, they figure that they can force people to leave a message. But instead of answering the phone, they deal with an irate citizen in their office.
Okay.
Because I go up to Concord and I say, well, yeah, maybe you should have answered the phone instead of hiding behind an answering machine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really that interested in people fighting over vaccines, really. But thank you for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, it's just different interest groups fighting over who gets the vaccine first. I mean, does anybody really care about that? I mean, those of us who don't care about
there must be, because there must be people out there who do care, but
the ones that are fighting over it, I guess.
I mean,
that's like Tom's least interesting call ever. Normally, he has something entertaining.
Yeah, I thought he was saying that he was just doing this as an experiment or something, but he actually wanted the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, his wife wanted the vaccine.
Yep. So people will do strange things for whatever their wife says. There's one guy who's a listener of Free Talk Live that we know, and his wife is like totally like fallen into this whole vaccine thing with the fear of the COVID you know, it's not easy.
Oh,
it's not easy.
Being
a freedom lover when your wife's afraid. 603-283-6160 because you know you still care about her. You don't want her to be in a bad way.
She hasn't come out of the house in 6 months.
Yeah, not good. Not good. So back to the story here. We were telling you about John McAfee and his alleged bodyguard who are now being charged apparently both criminally and in civil court. So what I was reading from was a civil court document. That's what Verge.com or TheVerge.com linked to in their article here about this, which I imagine both of them have similar alleged facts in the case about McAfee purchasing a using Bitcoin to purchase an altcoin like Dogecoin, for instance, or in this case, they give an example of Verge, where they say that around December of 2017, on December 13th, McAfee transferred about $20,000 worth of Bitcoin to Agent One and confirmed the transfer via Skype messages, directing Agent One to use a portion of the Bitcoin to trade for Verge at the then prevailing valuation in Bitcoin. As directed by McAfee, Agent 1 then traded about 0.4 Bitcoin for over 687,000 Verge. After he had traded the Bitcoin for McAfee in an electronic digital asset trading platform, which they're not identifying which platform. That's going to have to come out at trial. But some platform had McAfee had an account, and or this agent had an account. Somehow they were able to identify McAfee's account on this platform, and the platform gave up this information to the feds. McAfee issued tweets through his official McAfee account promoting and endorsing Verge after purchasing Verge. For example, on or around December 13th, McAfee tweeted that he was, quote, inundated by people asking me for recommendations on cryptocurrencies. If you would use your heads, you'd figure out that the privacy coins, anonymous transactions, will have the greatest future. Now, that's, in my opinion, a pretty good advice. Like, privacy coins,
you would think,
probably are going to do well in the future. Now, which ones? We have no idea. Now, Monero happens to be the number one privacy coin as far as ranking just the privacy coins. Monero's the king of the hill.
Yeah.
Will it be dethroned by something better? It could. We have no idea. And right now, Monero's falling down the charts. It's like around number 20. And it's been as high as like number 10 or 11 or whatever. Going on here, He says coins like Monero, Verge, or Zcash cannot lose, he said. And the next day, McAfee followed up specifically regarding Verge, saying, no, not joking. I included Verge because it's a legitimate privacy coin, and it's also selling for less than 3 cents. If you know investing, you know that it's easier for a 3 cent coin to go to $3 than it is for a $300 coin to go to $30,000. The same rise. And, you know, again, pretty good point. Those tweets were followed by a live interview of McAfee on or around December 16th, in which he continued to tout Verge. During and following McAfee's public touts of Verge, the prevailing price of Verge increased. Initially, the price had tripled by the morning of December 16th, as Agent 1 reported to McAfee in a Skype message. Ultimately, after the live stream, another mistake using Skype to communicate.
For sure.
Why?
It's Microsoft owned.
They literally rerouted. I think it was the CIA. I forget which government agency did this, but they basically like had one company buy Skype, and then like somehow that fell through with like basically tapping into Skype for, because originally Skype was decentralized, so it was proprietary, but it was decentralized. So you're
meaning point to point connections.
Yeah, like the NSA couldn't tap into it easily. But then I guess it was NSA bought. Or had another company, somebody who owned another company, buy it. And then I guess they didn't do what the NSA wanted, so they had Microsoft buy it. And then Microsoft rewrote the software and had it
route all through central
servers so that they could tap into it. Yeah.
Ultimately, after the live-streamed interview, the price of Verge rose more than approximately 500% from the day before McAfee's first touts by tweet to the end of the day on or around December 17th. As the price of Verge rose, McAfee directed Agent 1 to trade McAfee's Verge position for Bitcoins. Remember, he bought Verge with Bitcoin before he made the announcement about Verge. Verge price goes up. McAfee then orders his agent to trade back, so to then sell his Verge for Bitcoin, and that yielded him approximately 2 Bitcoin, which was about 5 times his original investment.
Wait, what year was this?
2017.
Oh.
So 2 Bitcoin at that
time. Wasn't
even
that much.
Well, actually, this was as the rise up was happening, so this would have been in the midst of that. So
100,000,
let's say $15,000 Bitcoin.
Oh, 50, so. That's not even. Oh no. Okay, so 30,000.
Maybe 20,000. You know, or close to it. Because this was around when it hit.
If it was 15,000, it was 2 Bitcoin. Then it would be 30,000.
Yeah. So that's right.
Yeah.
So that's what he was doing. Now, what is the federal government? And they give more examples of this. He did it with Redcoin. He did it with Dogecoin. Again, concealing the fact that he had these coins, lying about the fact that he had these coins. What does the federal government want? Well, they want a bunch of money, and apparently they want to put him in prison as well. You can share your thoughts. Hour number 3 is on the way. 603-283-6.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.